Hello, B-holes. I have been drinking a lot of hot tea and honey and taking a lot of medicine, trying to get through this poo-poo. It's not the flu, though. I will say that.
Yeah, right.
No, it's not.
I've been frantically cleaning my area for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah?
I'm so scared I'm going to get sick.
Well,
because of people like you.
If you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. I was reading up on if you're going to get the flu. They're saying most cases of this strain of flu that's happening now is airborne. So if you are in the vicinity of somebody that's exhaling.
Right, then, which is why I'm not happy with you.
I don't have the flu.
Dude, you're sick.
I'm fine.
You're going to get me sick.
I hope so.
Ryan, did you wipe that area down? I heard JR has AIDS.
Really? JR's got it too?
Yeah. Oh, bad. They were roasting him today on
Drew's show.
Yeah. Drew did his first segment from inside of his office. He didn't want to come in the studio because JR.
Oh my God.
Was sick and like coughing all over the mic and stuff.
I don't think everybody's scared of the flu. Obviously, it's a serious matter.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are sick because we had that cold snap that happened, and then it got warm again, and now it's cold again, and that's what really did it for me. Like I've had this, like, ear sinus thing going on for a couple months, kind of teasing me, but never really came to fruition like a real sickness. And then Sunday, I'm doing the podcast in my home studio, and it's ice cold in there. You've been in there.
Oh yeah,
ice cold.
I always request a sweatshirt, and it's completely hot outside.
Yes. So for some reason, that room is freezing. So I was in there, and my nose starts just pouring like a faucet, just pouring. I go, wow, man. And then I got dizzy. And I was like, why am I dizzy? And then my ear popped. And then all of a sudden, my throat started getting scratchy. And I went, man, I think I'm getting sick. For real getting sick. And plus, like last Friday, remember my throat got a little scratchy right before the weekend?
Yeah, you kept mentioning it, yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, it was kind of just right there on me. Like, I'm going to get you, you fat son of a bitch. You'll see. And I'm like, nah, you won't. Sunday night, it just fell on top of me. It was like, here you go. And it just like started choking me out. And then Monday, I kind of powered through. Tuesday came in, did the show, and you could hear I was really, really sounding rough. And then yesterday, I could barely, like I could talk, but if I changed any
octave,
anything, completely cracked and just pain. So I let you guys handle last night. But then felt a lot better today.
Good.
Even though I'm still coughing up giant Mucinex little monsters.
That's disgusting.
It is gross. Yeah. But definitely took a turn for the better today. So that's why I know I don't have the flu. People with the flu, they're in the hospital. They have body aches. They're all jacked up. Not me. Look at me. Eh? Don't I look great?
You look wonderful.
Thank you.
Sexy
red is really your color.
I like red.
I know. You wear it almost every day.
I do not.
Red and black.
I wear a lot of grays and blacks and reds and every now and then some navy blue. You don't know me and my colors.
I see you every day.
I see you every day.
I don't talk like that. That's right. Just cough all over the keyboard.
Speaking of people that look pretty in any color, Vanessa Rouse here. How are you?
Oh, hi.
It's great. Thursday night. That is when we have Vanessa in the studio. I got to be honest. That's why I came back to work tonight.
Aw.
Not because of me?
Hell no. I see you every day. Duh. I told my girlfriend earlier. I said, yeah, I should probably let them cover the show again. She's like, yeah, they'll be fine. Plus, they got Vanessa coming in. And all of a sudden, I just ran and got in the shower. And she's like, what are you doing? I go, yeah, I gotta go.
It's a miracle. That's what you said.
Yeah. And she's like,
if you keep acting like that,
yeah,
she's going to make us not do this anymore.
Yeah. She's going to ruin our friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Micro cheating. Don't do that.
I went to hug her goodbye. And she goes, oh, my God, are you wearing like some lotion or something? I go, yeah, I shaved, and I don't use shaving cream. A lot of times I just use, like, some really nice Nivea. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Nivea, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good, and it's better on my skin, and then this one's, like, a nice coconut one. And then and then I put on a little bit of cologne, and then she's like, don't hug anybody. Don't hug anybody. And I go, well, every now and then I'll give Ian a hug, you know what I mean? She's like, no. I go, what's Ian Beckles going to do if I hug him? You know, I'm like, damn, player, you giving me a boner. I'm like, no, no, don't. No boners, Ian. No. Sorry, man. You just smell good. No. Ryan Adams is here. Hey, pal.
Hi, buddy.
I only listened to the first segment last night because I was all NyQuil'd up, laying in my bed, playing a little online poker.
Playing online poker?
Yeah.
You don't get enough during the day?
I don't play. I deal.
Anna, there's a little thing called addiction.
I am not addicted. I play poker like 4 times a year, and that's it. And I only do it because I'm outstanding at it, and I like to make money. I used to play every day, but way back in the day, that's how I made most of my money. For about 4 years, that's all I did, really. I did stand-up, and I played poker. I had backers, and they would put me in tournaments all over the country. It was a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Now look at you.
What do you mean?
You're Johnny B.
I don't know.
Always Johnny B.
Did you mean that in a negative way? I don't know.
I'm just saying, man.
No, I
you
stopped.
You got a weird smile.
I stopped traveling, playing poker, and doing comedy on the road because I got custody of my kid, and I had to stay home and be a dad.
Good man.
Whoa.
Is it gay? Or is it somebody stepping up to the plate?
Yeah.
And having a little responsibility.
Okay.
Game's on the line.
You've seen that big, giant success story I've been working on for the last 10 years.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, pretty damn good. He's going to college. He's going to forget all about me. It's going to be like, it was all for nothing.
When he walks out that door, you've already got plans on what you're doing with his room. Don't lie.
What are you talking about? I'm not touching his
room.
Don't
lie.
You're going to make a second kitchen.
Wow.
Backup kitchen.
You're gonna, big refrigerator.
You're going to give your big green egg its own room.
No.
You're going to put a skylight out there with, you know,
no.
Can open up
walk-in
the big
freezer.
Green egg.
Yep. You guys are stupid. He's going to come home for holidays and stuff. I'm not messing with his room.
There's a couch.
No, he is not sleeping on the couch. Yeah. No. No, he'll always have his own room until he gets like a family and stuff. And then
you got the garage.
That could be sooner than later. You never know these days.
Yeah, what if he knocks somebody up? Ooh, that would suck.
Oh, it's fine. I'll give him the $600-$700 he needs to take care of it, and everything will be fine.
Is that really what you would tell
just
him to
do? Give him all his phone number. Yeah.
If right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that baby's got to die.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I don't.
Ooh, can we go to abortion brunch afterwards?
Why are we
I do not
that's
care.
A thing. That's a
why?
Thing.
If I sound heinous and people are driving in their cars and they think I'm a big fat piece of crap, sorry, that baby's gotta go.
Oh my God,
my son's gonna be a doctor.
I feel like I should do something.
You can be daddy the doctor.
I'm sorry,
I can't though.
I don't like thinking of dead babies.
You can be a grandpappy.
No, I am not ready.
Is it really $600?
That's the question you're asking.
It's $200 if you know a guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Stairs are free.
Stairs are free. Coat hangers are like 10 for a dollar. My point is, he ain't ready.
He's not ready, but is...
He ain't ready.
You want to have a schmishmorshman?
No. Full-on abortion.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Sorry if you're one of those people out there that doesn't believe in that. Wait till your kid's got a 1400 SAT and a full ride academic scholarship.
Oh, he's gonna get ridden. Oh yeah.
You think it hasn't already
happened? I'm not hitting the dinger for that. I'm not gonna have a voice by the second break.
You might not have a job by the end of the show.
Really?
Yeah. Bigger issue.
I'm okay with that. As long as my son don't knock anybody up, yeah!
Or would you just tell him to deny it? No, what? Because then, you know, you can always test. What? And he can test positive for daddy.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't tell him to deny it. No, that's wrong. Didn't,
oh, man.
What if she didn't want it? What if she didn't want to have an abortion?
Oh.
Yeah, Johnny.
Get in the boat, Lacey. We're going fishing.
Oh, my God.
Is that wrong?
I'd do the same thing.
Now we got two dead people.
This is not good.
I don't
look. I didn't want to start to show off by killing people. All right, I'm under the weather. You got to bring up my son knocking people out.
Ugh.
Phone lines are open 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. We do social shout outs after the first break.
Oh, boy.
If you give abortions, call him.
Oh, no.
I just got followed by @Zane's baby.